We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is a man who is brilliant in writing. You can read his book, Gridiron Genius, or you can read his work at theathletic.com. And he's also brilliant at talking on the podcast GM Shuffle, the great Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I make that 5 for 5 if you want.
Yeah, I am going to get – I'm hoping to have time to get a basketball question or two at the end there, Mike, because you're also highly knowledgeable there. But I got to – Al wants me to ask you this to start off. Bill Belichick, your former partner with the Patriots, did you see the shirt he was wearing during the Zoom news conference earlier this week?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. I've seen that shirt many times before. Obviously, it's not a new shirt.
Oh, it is not. What is he making a statement with that shirt?
No, I don't think he makes statements. I think he's just it looked to me like he hadn't slept in the last two nights. You know, I think he gave up 35 points. He got the ball thrown over his head twice in the Seattle game, and I'm sure that didn't resonate well. I'm sure it was a long week for his defensive staff, going over things, preparing for a Raider team that is really good, controls the ball 34-plus minutes with their offense. So I think the challenges that lie ahead of him probably were reflective in that look and that shirt choice.
There were a minimum of 15 holes in the collar area. All right, and the other Patriot thing I want to ask you about, all charges were dropped against Robert Kraft yesterday in the massage parlor mess. Is it safe to say Robert had a happy ending?
I guess, you know, I mean, I'm not a legal expert on any subject, so I would have no idea about that one at all.
Mike, it wasn't an actual question. I just want to get that line in. I thought it was clever.
Thank you. Okay. You ready to grow up now and ask him some questions?
Apparently, Rhea didn't even find it that clever. All right, let's get to the crisis at hand, all right? You got the expert eye. Tell us what you see with Carson Wentz. What's going on with him?
You know, I wrote about it for The Athletic this week. I think it's a little bit of a combination of, you know, A, he's not playing well, B, he's not comfortable, and C, the team's really young around him. And some of those interceptions, you know, the first one, you know, it's really not a really good route. The kid runs an out route from a tight split, doesn't sell the vertical. Moreland sits on the route, basically. He's never threatened vertically down the field. He kind of squats. He reads Wentz's drop. He knows the route's going to go, and he breaks on interception. But to me, the white side thing, you've got to cross the face of the receiver. The DB can't beat you to the junction point.
Right.
You know, you've got to stem him at the top of the route and come across, and he didn't do it. So my point of the column was, look, Wentz is taking the blame for it, but a lot of these receivers are really young. You know, they're really young. They haven't had enough time to grow and develop, and so the team is kind of in an imbalanced state. Right, they have two young receivers. The quarterback's way further ahead of them, and usually that results in mistakes. And I think that when then you start adding in the flavor of a bad offensive line, really no real run game in terms of power. I mean, when you go back to the Super Bowl year, they had, you know, Blunt averaged over 4.5 yards. Ajayi came in for 7 games and averaged over 5 yards a carry. They could run the football more effectively. But right now, that's not it. And I don't think right now they have an identity of offensively of who they really want to be, because there's a lot of moving parts within their offense.
All right, but Wentz has always, you know, 5 years has been their identity. We got into a thing this week about how mechanical it was, because they broke down some film yesterday on ESPN showing that he's been high with a lot of throws, Mike, because his legs are not in the right position. Is it mechanical? I mean, you would be able to see that. Is that part of it?
I wrote about that too. I think he's got to take the coaching better. I think he's kind of sloppy in most everything he does. And,
wow.
You know, I think I don't know what kind of player he is in terms of accepting coaching, whether he thinks it's criticism. I think the hardest thing you've got to do as a coach is you've got to explain to your players, I'm not criticizing you, I'm coaching you. And you got to coach them hard. You got to coach your best players the hardest. And you got to make them the best players they can possibly be. If you just assume a guy's going to be a good player because he is a good player, he's going to get worse. And I think that's really what happens. I'm not sure losing Frank Wright. Now, I said this on this program all through the 17 season when they went to the Super Bowl and won. They were one of the worst teams in the National Football League in being in third and longs. And yet Wentz was converting them at an unbelievable rate. In fact, he averaged 9.45 yards per attempt on third down. In that category alone, which is almost unbelievable. Since then, he's down to below 6.5. They've not been the same third down team offensively since Reich left. That's a fact. They've got 12 coaches on an offensive staff. I said on my podcast, I mean, seriously, they've got 12 offensive assistants on their offensive staff. I mean, Eisenhower planned the Normandy invasion with less people.
All right, this is what I need to understand, Mike. Mike's great with these war allusions. Mike, here's what I'm trying to understand. You're a GM. At what point, it's year five, he hasn't played consistently since 17. When do you start losing faith?
Well, he's 14-16 over the last 30 games.
Right.
It would start
Perfect.
Bothering me right now. I mean, you know, and here's where you must understand, because I wrote about this in Gridiron Genius. Football teams, when you run a football team, you're truly a veterinarian because the patient never speaks to you. There's obvious signs, but then there's the non-obvious signs. So you're a veterinarian. You have to do diagnostic testing to find out what's wrong. And so it's either players, coaches, or scheme. Now, the Eagles felt this offseason it was coaches. That's why he wasn't playing well. So they got rid of Mike Rowe. They added more to the offensive staff, Morning Wig, the guy from the Rams and who went to Denver. So they've added a bunch of coaches. So they told you it was more coaching than it was anything. Now I'm saying I think it's a little bit of everything. I think they don't have an identity. I'm not sure the roster is conducive to allow Wentz to be able to play at his best. It might happen during the season as these guys gain more reps and get better. Rieger's going to miss more time, which is going to hurt them. I'm not sure Whiteside's a legitimate NFL starter. He has to play because he's a second. He has to play because they picked him over DK Metcalf. But that doesn't mean he's playing well.
Right.
And I think all these factors come into effect when you watch Wentz play. So that's the real challenge, Angelo. There's no doubt Wentz is suffering from this, and he's not absolved of the problems. As a GM, he's got to play better. You've got to be worried about it. I mean, you used a second-round pick. You used a second-round pick on a backup quarterback. That told you they think their roster was really good. I think that was an error in judgment.
Wow, good stuff. Move to the other side of the ball. Howie Roseman spent $13.1 million this season for Javon Hargrave. He got on a field finally a week two, had 25 snaps, and didn't get a sniff of anything. He made zero plays. Do you look at that already and start saying to yourself, I think I made a bad deal?
Well, it's only his first game, and I think he's a really good rundown player. There's no denying that. Here's where I think the Eagles are really bad. I wrote this in my piece. It's one of the worst playing linebackers I've seen in a long time. The Eagles' analytical department doesn't value linebackers. I mean, they just don't. They think, most analytical people, that you can just find a linebacker. Okay, great. Watch that tape. Sean McVay found them, and Sean McVay exposed them. You know, why do you think all those runs are happening? Because the linebackers aren't fitting on some of those runs, and there's not tight fits, and it's just the Eagles pride themselves on their run defense, and they got torched. I think, you know, letting some of those guys go at linebacker have hurt them, and I'm not sure they have it. Now, I think the defensive line must play better. There's no denying that. But I think Hargrave, after his first game, I think you got to give him a little bit more time to see what he can do.
All right, I got to get your take on the Falcons blowing the onside kick. No one ever blows an onside kick now, and they did. Did those players know the rules?
I think I heard, you know, I was listening to what Quinn said before. He's, you know, usually the first three guys run for the ball. Here's the reality. Had that ball been kicked to the Atlanta side, the Atlanta coaches would have been screaming to tell the players to jump on the ball, which then tells you that's why the Cowboys kicked the ball to their sideline, because they know that instinctively those guys are told don't touch the ball until it goes 5 yards. That's a fact. Don't touch that ball until it goes 5 yards. That's the way they were behaving. But when that ball was on the ground, to me, when that ball was on the ground without a tee, you knew something was going on different with the ball. Quinn should have called timeout then. He should have brought his team over to the sideline and said, fellas, look, whatever they do with this kick, if it's laying on the ground, we got to jump on it. And I think that's the biggest mistake.
Good stuff. Finally, I got to get one question in on the Sixers. Mike D'Antoni, good hire?
Well, see, I mean, I don't know how the roster fits for him. I know one thing with him, you got to be in condition. So, Mr. Embiid, how many days do you think he's worked out since the end of the season? You want to make that over or under? I'll see if the Borgata has numbers on those. I mean, so you're going to have to be in great shape, okay? You're going to have to run up and down the court. So that's going to be an issue. They've got to get better shooters and dribble penetrators if they're going to run this offense. I think it's going to really be interesting to see how they change a roster for a coach who's 69 years old, and how many years does he really want to do this for, and does he want to continue? And yet it hasn't proven to be worthy of a title. So we'll see. I think, you know, I would have hired Billy Donovan. I've tweeted it. I don't understand how they let that happen, but I do understand because the Sixers, they like collaboration, Angelo. They like everybody involved. They like the analytics to come in, and that's why we're left with a mess.
I want you to understand something now, Mike. I've never said this to anyone. If I owned the team, the first hire I would make would be Mr. Michael Lombardi. You'd be the first one. And then we
You're the best. Thanks, Angelo.
No, we have a very good it wouldn't go well.
We gotta get you that money to own the team.
Yeah, I don't have the body and I don't think you'd like working for me. But anyway, Mike, we love you, man. Thank you, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.